The chief of India's army said today his country is ready for war, and he threatened massive retaliation if Pakistan were to launch a nuclear attack. India accuses Pakistan of backing terrorist groups, including those responsible for the December 13th attack on the Indian Parliament. Both countries have deployed hundreds of thousands of troops along the border. All transport links between the two countries have been severed. The standoff has made life difficult for ordinary Pakistanis and Indians, many of whom have relatives on the other side of the border. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Turn on any television in Pakistan these days, and this is what you will not hear. Indian music videos like this one are immensely popular with Pakistanis, but the Pakistani government has ordered all cable TV operators to stop carrying them or risk losing their license. Likewise, the Indian government has banned all Pakistani television. Entertainment is not the only casualty of this tense standoff. This is the Indian embassy in Islamabad. Normally, there is a long line of Pakistanis waiting outside for visas. But these days, there are only a few policemen lounging about, sipping tea. Neither country is issuing visas. The only exception is a genuine emergency. Waqar Hussein is trying to get a visa for his son, who's scheduled to have open heart surgery at a hospital in India. He says he doesn't understand why there's such animosity between two nations that are so similar.
We are from them, they are from us. It used to be same land, same piece of land. I don't see any difference. Same language, same culture, everything is same.
The same history, too, and that's part of the problem. The wounds of 1947 have yet to heal. That's when British India was carved into what is now India and Pakistan. Nearly a million people, Muslims and Hindus, were killed during a horribly violent time known simply as partition. Thousands of families were split in two, divided by the new international border. Indian writer Urvashi Buttalia has a brother living in Lahore, Pakistan. Even during so-called normal times, she says, it's difficult to stay in touch with him.
Partly because the mail is often censored. Sometimes letters don't reach. Telephone communications are not easily possible. And of course, the whole business of traveling across the border is always erratic. But the danger really now is the cutting off, the complete cutting off of that contact.
Contact between India and Pakistan has been nearly cut off, but not completely. There's still one small window open.
I'm going to go into regional. Yeah. Regional gives me Asia. Now, on the other side, it's going to list all the Asian chat rooms there are.
Rabia Akhtar, self-confessed internet junkie, enters a Yahoo India chat room. She types this short message: I'm from Pakistan. Is anyone interested in talking to me? The response comes quickly, but it's not what she had hoped for.
Somebody has just left the room.
Because you entered?
Yes, because I entered. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 people have left the room.
Now, Rabia concedes that maybe she's just being paranoid. Maybe those Indian internet users were simply ready to log off anyway. Or maybe not. She says that every time she communicates with Indians online, she has to first get past a firewall of mistrust. People automatically assume she's working for the ISI, the much-feared Pakistani intelligence service.
One of the questions that I was asked was that whether I was an ISI or not. And I said, hey, why don't you take my words for it? I'm not from any of the government agencies. I'm just a freelancer. But that guy didn't believe me in first. He said that I was fooling around and just trying to get out information from him.
So there's this paranoia.
There is. The first instinct is that you cannot trust an Indian. The same goes for the Indians, that you cannot trust a Paki.
Despite this intense mistrust, Rabia has managed to make a few Indian friends online. She hopes to visit them in person one day, although as she bangs away at the keyboard, she concedes that now may not be the best time.
Nobody's replying to me. Come on, people.
Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.